All right. What else have you driven of late? Because I was gone for a week or two, so wasn't really paying attention. What else have you driven?
So I think, what was it, Dad, last week or 2 weeks ago here, I believe it was the Lexus, was that, I think it was the NX, the 2023 Lexus NX 350H. Hold on, I'm going to look this up, folks, so I don't butcher it. My apologies, Lexus. I want to make sure that I don't mess up. Basically, Dad, as I pull this up, it's their, you know, sort of mid-size or smaller SUV, right?
Right. It's below the RX is what the NX is.
Correct. It's right below the RX. It's a great
little
car.
It's kind of a fancy RAV4 in a way to say it. Am I saying that right, Richard, kind of that way?
Yeah, I would say, that's pretty fair to say, I would say that. And they do have, they're coming out with a plug-in hybrid model. I didn't get to drive that one, which is unfortunate. But again, the one that we drove is a really nice car. They've redesigned it over the past several years, Dad. They've really put some of their technology that they're going to start using on a lot more of their vehicles on it, as far as like the surround view camera, where it like literally shows you almost what's underneath the car through how the camera is picking up the images, through the gear selector, the infotainment system. And this is, I kind of tell people this, it's sort of a future car in a way, because it just kind of feels a little bit.
Always has. By the way, I went to the launch on this car when they first announced this car way back when they first came out with the model. I went to the launch on the car, actually fell in love with the car at that point in time. If you're looking for a very compact SUV, you're only two people in the family, you don't really care about how much you need in the back seat, you want to fold that down even and have a lot of cargo room, you can do all of that. It's a perfect car for that type of a family. And as you said, we drove the 350H, but they've got a 450 and a 250 model as well, so you really have lots of options in that particular space.
You do. And again, as we finish up here, all-wheel drive, it sits a little bit higher, Dad, right? You have sort of that mid-size SUV, so you're not sitting down on the ground. And I believe you can get it for, again, sub $50,000, which any more these days is sort of about where you, I guess, maybe you want to stay underneath. So, again, if folks are interested, Dad, head to the local Lexus dealership and let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent them.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.